It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
I always enjoy the conversations we have Fridays at 11 o'clock when we bring our friend Belton Johnson on to the program. How's the last week been for you, Belton?
Oh, Evan, without the Riders plan, it's been kind of boring and everything, but I'm going to tell you, it is all the news regarding rule changes. Perk me up a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. I was actually, Belton and I were just chatting briefly off air, talking about the fact I was home harvesting for part of the week. And I said, Belton, like the home cooking is the best part about being able to go home. We have some pretty good meals in the field. You would enjoy that part of harvest, I think, Belton.
Oh, man, y'all should invite me out there.
It's, my mom usually will bring some home-baked chocolate chip cookies. Another family friend gave us a lemon poppy seed loaf, and the snacks are abundant.
I love it, man.
Yeah. It's good. Okay, so the rule changes. I was sitting in the grain truck listening to the CFL commissioner on Monday at 11 o'clock. Make the rule changes. So here we are, 11 o'clock on a Friday of that same week. People have had time to absorb them. Where are you at? Are you liking these changes? Do you think they're bad? What do you think?
I like the changes, Evan. And, moving the goalposts and, modifying that the team bench locations. I just think of fights and everything when, I think they're the Ticats, the Argos, they're all on the same side. Like, yeah, move those guys away from each other and shorten another field. I do think that could make for maybe, some big plays here and there. And I'm for them. And getting rid of the roots, yes. Like, you shouldn't be rewarded for missing a kick.
Right. I've heard you guys talk about that on the Green Zone so many times. I'm curious. I mean, you are a football coach. You like to coach your son's football team. You give back to the youth in the community. Do you see this having complications for amateur football, for even junior football, given the fact that many times it's a big deal for kids to be able to play at Mosaic Stadium with a different field that might be compromised?
And I think, when something like this happens, and again, it's been given a good, I'll call it a heads up, because these changes take effect next season. So this gives, right now, it gives coaches, administration, everybody time to kind of figure out what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. So I don't see it as being a big problem at all, but I have heard about who's going to be responsible for, paying for some of these things when it comes to that. So, but I'm sure that'll get figured out at some point.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're saying with the changes that they've made, they expect to see 10% increase in end zone completions, 60 more touchdowns each season for the CFL. I mean, that's got to be a good thing. That's exciting football for fans.
That is, and I know whenever there is a boring game, like a 9-10 win or something, to me that's a boring game. The good games are the ones that, high scoring and everything, where you just can't even leave your seat or leave the TV from watching, because who knows who's going to score next.
Right.
So the more touchdowns, the better, the more offense, it does generate entertainment value there.
Chatting today with Belton Johnson. We'll get to his recipe for It's Eaton Time in just a second, but let's talk about the Riders. They had the bye week, so a couple of weeks basically to hopefully get healthy. Hopefully some of our injuries are back. What are you expecting to see different in Edmonton from the Riders that maybe we didn't see about Montreal's game a couple weeks back?
Well, I'm expecting the defense to play better, right? I'm going to call a spade a spade. They were awful versus the Alouettes there before the bye week, right? We didn't see any pressures or anything. I was so used to seeing the Riders defense just make it get explosive plays. And matter of fact, back in week 8, when the Riders played the Elks, they had 8 sacks on Cody Fajardo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, so that's what I'm looking for, that defense to get revved up. I think they may have a few guys back. I believe Marcus Sales, he may be coming back, right? The defensive back, cornerback there for the Rider. Then who knows on offense? Maybe Emlis is back or Bain Jr. But we'll see how that goes here in the next couple days.
There's no question Cody Fajardo wants this win. He's already been quoted in a couple of interviews that he did. So the Riders can't go in laissez-faire on this one. They've got to go into this like it's a must-win game.
The Riders do because, you know, again, with the Elks, they don't have nothing to lose right now. They, you know, they're a desperate team, I'll say. And they are looking to win. And I'm going to tell you, they have gotten better and better with Fajardo in there at QB. And I think the last two games here, the Elks, they lost by field goals, right? Like 2 points in a game and then 1 point in a game. So they are a good team. Yeah. The Riders can't take them, you know, they can't take it for granted here.
In an hour from now, we will be knee-deep into green and white prognostications, and I always like to ask you your thoughts. What are you predicting for this game?
So I do have the Riders winning there, Evan, and I have a score 29-21.
29-21. Okay, I got 23-20, so I'm predicting it's, like you said, Edmonton's been close in the last little while. I'm predicting it's going to be a close one, but either way, I'm with you. The Riders winning this game, and we'll be looking forward to listening to you on the pre- and post-game show on the Green Zone, my friend.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Okay, grilled flank steak lettuce wraps with peanut sauce. I like the grilled flank steak. I like the peanut sauce. I don't know, Belton, about the lettuce wraps, but go ahead, convince me. What do you got?
Oh, lettuce is good for you.
Let's hear your recipe, my friend.
The first thing we want to do is get the smoker cranked up to, 350 degrees, right? Get it nice and hot because at 350, we're grilling and everything. So next we're going to make the marinade for the flank steak. We're going to stir in some olive oil, soy sauce, garlic, ginger, and sesame oil. And we're going to put the flank steak in a Ziploc bag, and we're going to add that marinade, and we're going to shake it and squeeze the bag there so that the steak is coated evenly and everything. And I like to refrigerate overnight and everything, just so those flavors and everything.
I was going to ask how far ahead you do that, but you're suggesting the night before.
I do. Yeah. But you can actually let this one go for about 20 minutes or so. It still absorbs, but for me, again, overnight, that's the way I normally prefer it.
Okay.
So once the steak is marinated, we want to toss it on the smoker there. And we're going to cook it till it's browned on both sides, right? And I like mine medium rare, so I cook it to about, when it's an internal temperature, about 130, 140 degrees there, right?
How big of strips are you cutting for this?
Oh, the strips, probably, I kind of cut them thin there a bit, Evan, so probably, you know, maybe a quarter inch thick, maybe a little less than that as well, right?
Okay.
And so once it's done there and everything, we transfer it to a plate, cover it loosely with foil there. And like I said, we start cutting it into strips. And with the flank steak, I like to cut against the grain. And the reason you cut against the grain is just less fibers, muscle fibers, right? So if you cut with the grain, it could kind of be chewy a little bit, right? So if you cut against the grain, it's less chewy.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, that does.
So now we're going to make the peanut sauce for this as well, Evan. And what we want to do is combine that sesame ginger dressing with some creamy peanut butter, get that all mixed up. And I like to put in some chopped peanuts on there as well. So that'll be the dipping sauce, if you will, the peanut sauce. And here's the boring part, Evan. We got to prep all the veggies. So we got the lettuce, you know, slice up some cucumbers, some carrots. I like to do them, you know, the matchsticks, slicing for the carrots, bit of cilantro. And we're going to add in the quinoa, some steak in there. We got the peanut sauce all on a platter. Do you follow me up?
Yep, I'm right here. You got her.
All right. All right. So with that lettuce leaf, we're going to add in the quinoa. I like to put about 3/4 strips of steak in that lettuce. So we're not eating all lettuce, Evan. Okay. We're going to bite in some
meat. I see what you're doing. Yeah, I like it.
And then we're going to throw in some sliced cucumbers, the carrots, a bit of cilantro. I like to drizzle a bit of that peanut sauce on there. And guess what, Evan?
Can I leave the cilantro out?
We can leave it out.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, what, Belton? Guess what?
It's eating time.
Yes, it is. I love it. Sorry for my last minute question on that one. Belton, great recipe. Grilled flank steak lettuce wraps with peanut sauce. We're going to throw it up on social media. Go Riders. Thanks so much for joining us again today, Belton.
Absolutely. You have a great weekend there, Evan.
You as well. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.